WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me. Hey, let's see what we can do in 30 minutes. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to learn how to test the spirits here this morning in the next 30 minutes, and then in the following 30 minutes tomorrow when we hear the rest of this, because the Apostle John has commanded us to do that. We're in the book of 1 John. We're in chapter 4 starting today. Test the spirits, he commands us. Where the King James says, try the spirits to see whether or not they are of God. So we're going to look, and I'm going to show you in this message how to do that. How to test the spirits. There's a way to do that. There are certain things that spirits inside a person, that is, cannot confess. They cannot confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why Paul says anyone who says to you, any spirit that says to you, Jesus Christ is Lord, is legit. Because they can't fake that one. So that's where we're at here today and tomorrow. I invite you out to church tonight. Here it is, Wednesday. If you're listening to this at 5:30, you got 25 minutes still to make it to church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Merritt Island, Island Community Church, 6 o'clock. Why don't you come by? We're going to have a high time in the Word here tonight. We're in Romans chapter 3, one of the greatest texts in all the world. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed. That's where we're at. 6 o'clock tonight if you can't make it. Watch us on the app, Island Community Church FL. It'll kick off at right at 6 o'clock or on Facebook Live as well. If you're a Facebook kind of person, you can stay in the comfort of your home, follow along with us, send us a question. My wife will read it to me, and I'll do our best to answer that, too. So, okay, here we go. Part one, test the spirits. Okay, great. There we go. We're up to chapter 4 this morning in the book of 1 John. I've learned a lot since studying for this series. John is one tough dude, we've learned, isn't he? I mean, he pulls no punches. He holds nothing back. Jesus called him Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, along with his brother James. John has told us every week that if we don't exhibit some particular quality, we're either a liar or we're not saved, or we're a child of the devil. Every week. Hasn't it been that way? Every week? Well, today, unfortunately, is not going to be any different. But remember, if you get mad, I didn't write the book. I'm just the preacher. I'm just the preacher. Now, let's see where we end up today. Keep in mind, though, everything that you hear is absolute truth. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. All right, key to understand, he's not talking about a disembodied spirit. You're not to speak to the spirit that follows you around, who's been on your trail since you went to that place that you shouldn't have gone to last week, or the spirit that you picked up in the supermarket, or the territorial spirit that Satan has assigned to you to try to trip you up. He's not telling you to speak to that spirit. This is referring to the spirit that's in a person.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Besides that, spirits don't speak. Spirits will speak through a man or through a woman. Again, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Pastor Darren said this in Sunday school this morning. I said, man, oh man, God's got us right on the same page. Be careful what you hear might not be truth. Don't believe everything you hear. One of the favorite sayings I hear in the African-American churches I have on the radio, one of their favorite figures of speech is, the devil is a liar. And that ain't no figure of speech, that's the truth. Don't believe everything you hear, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are of God. Then he tells us why. See, the word is because, you see? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. In other words, because there'd be a whole lot of liars out here in the world today, you need to test them. And here's how. Verse 2, see the two words there? It says, by this. This is how you do it now. He's going to show you how to do it. How do you test the spirit that's inside someone? By this, you know the spirit of God, colon. Here comes your list. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Now, I've got a new way. Let me give you another way to understand this, an Esposito colloquialism. Here it is. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is the real deal is of God. Easier to understand, right? Everyone who confesses that Jesus is the real deal is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is the real deal is not of God. Look where it's from, though. Now remember, this is John writing this, not me. John's calling you the devil, not me. Remember that today. He says, well, again, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So that is all deniers out here. Funny, it's not just one of those things if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, huh? It's a little deeper than that we're finding out here. It's not just one of those things if you don't believe. It's a little deeper than that. You're in greater trouble than you think if you are a Christ denier. John says you've been infected with a spirit. Sort of like a vaccination. You know what happens when they give you a vaccine? They give you a little bit of the thing that you don't want to get. And John is saying, to put in modern, everyday, 2021 terms, everyone out here that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ is vaccinated, is what he's trying to tell you. By the Antichrist. You've got your Antichrist vaccination. No thanks, right, Brent? I'll pass on that one. You can take my job from me. That's all right. Okay, let me move on. Every person who does not confess, that's the word homologeo, that means to agree with you, to agree with one, or speak the same thing. Everyone who does not agree with you that the Messiah has come and gone is not of God. And to make matters worse, John wrote, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, and it's already in the world. So again, take this spiritual truth in this morning. This text is saying, saying, everyone out here today who denies that Jesus is the real deal because their grandmother told them or if you're Jewish and you come from a history of 2,000 years of chuckles saying, we're waiting for the Messiah, we'll know when he comes. There's more to that denial than what you realize. It's not just one of those things. Everyone who denies that Jesus is who he said he was is not a true Christian. Much worse than that, they're infected with a virus that no vaccine in the world will ever cure you of. They're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. So how do you test the spirit? Remember, the spirit inside a person. How do you do that? And as always, you'll know any devil out there by what they believe about regarding Jesus Christ. That's always the test. Which is why every year I love to teach the doctrine of Christ. That is, what do you believe about Jesus? And anyone out here that doesn't fall in line with this list will fail the test. Matter of fact, John even tells us in 2 John, the next book over, verse 9, he says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and Son. All right, so here it goes. Remember, test the spirits. He's commanded us. Test these spirits. If I die or if something happens to me and you're going to hire another pastor, test the spirits. You don't just hire them because of what school they've gone to. You test them to see what they believe about Jesus. That's the test. What do you believe about Jesus? Right? Here's my list. Test the spirits as to whether or not they are of God. Number one, Jesus Christ is born of a virgin. Do you believe, Mr. Christian? Do you believe, potential pastor, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin? Do you believe it or not? You see, there's a built-in safety for us, and that is these people, they cannot lie when it comes to this. That's why John says, no one can come to you and say, Paul said it, I'm sorry, no one can say that Jesus is Lord unless if they belong to God. They just something in them, they can't get up and lie to you regarding this list. Born of a virgin, do you believe it? Okay, now these are all listed on the handout here. Every one of these scripture verses to back what I'm saying to you. This one here is Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name, right, or Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. Number two, Jesus never sinned. These are the questions you ask someone who wants to be a pastor. These are the questions you ask if you're going to test the spirits in someone. Jesus never sinned. Do you believe that? You believe that, Ron? 88 years and counting. Praise God. Jesus never sinned. What sayest thou? What do you say? Hebrews 4:15, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus Christ never sinned. Or 2 Corinthians 5:20, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. God put on his son the sins of all of us and made him who never sinned or never knew sin. Understand it today, Jesus Christ never sinned, ever. He's the sinless perfect Son of God. So he was able to die and shed his blood. That's what that big word propitiation means. An acceptable sacrifice. God saw that and said, yep, that'll work for me. And died for our sins on the cross. That whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's good news. Number three, God took a body. 1 Timothy 3:16, it says, without controversy, meaning this is not even up for discussion, people. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. That's what we do Christmas, right? The baby born in a manger. God, see, Jesus Christ is God. Thomas bowed the knee to him in John 20, 28 and said, my Lord and my God. Jesus Christ is God. He's God the Son. God was, or else, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God. 1 Timothy 3:16, God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen by angels. He was preached among the Gentiles. He was believed on in the world, and he was received up into glory. That is, God took a body. That is, the Word was made flesh. Right? 1 John chapter 1, wherever that is, maybe verse 14. The Word was made flesh, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son. Test the spirits. Anyone who is a child of God will believe and confess in every one of these things. If they're a hissing demon, they'll run for this door. What a shock that would be. But you got to believe it. It's true. Paul said, where is that scripture verse? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I think it says, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no big surprise if his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. They'll never get past this list. A demon will never get past this list. A demon will never get past this list. If he believes that God took a body, then he's got to believe Jesus is Lord. And if he believes Jesus is Lord, he's going to bow the knee to him and call him God. No demon's going to do that. No demon in this side of Judgment Day is going to bow the knee and call him God. No demon can pass this test. Number four, Son of God. Mark 3:11. And all the unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him and they cried out and saying, you are the Son of God. But he sternly warned them that they should not tell anyone. That's the messianic secret. Don't tell anyone. Number five, he died on a cross. John 19:30, when Jesus received a sour wine, he said, Tetelestai. And bowing down his head, he gave up his spirit. See, people infected with the spirit of Antichrist say that Jesus was just out of breath. I see the story. I see them on TV. They say that he was out of breath. And his disciples resuscitated him. And then he married Mary Magdalene and they moved to England. He joined the Stones. See, I got to get insurance on my television. They used to happen with my dad way back in the day, 20 years ago when I lived with him, and I heard his stuff. Well, I once threw the radio. My dad had to duck for his life as a radio went over his head. When I hear this crazy stuff, Jesus died. That's the resurrection. That's one of mine on here, too. That's number six. You got to believe that Jesus was raised up from the dead. Here it is, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, do you believe that? If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you've got to believe that to be Christian. If not, you've missed it. You've missed the whole Christian faith. There's more to this life than living and dying. We got some family waiting for us when we die and leave this world, right? Right, Sheila? Absent from this body is present with the Lord. The resurrection, it's real. Don't believe in it, and you're not Christian. Not only that, you've missed the entire Christian faith. The grave's got no hold over you, friend. Jesus broke the power of the devil, end of death. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, 57, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your victory?" But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hell, amen. Raised from the dead. Okay, last one on this list. Number 7 is Jesus Christ is the only door that leads to heaven and eternal life. John 10:9, "I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved." There is one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ, his son. Write it down. Take it to the bank. One way. Not two. Now, if someone, you turn your television on and you hear someone say, "Well, that's a little too There's lots of ways to get to heaven. Understand, that person, John is telling you today, is infected. They've been vaccinated. And I don't mean by Pfizer or Moderna. The spirit of Antichrist, which he said 2,000 years ago was already around. It's not something that's going to come around. It's already here. You'll see the M.O. in his peeps that deny these lists I've given you here today. That's how you'll know. He says, by this you'll know. I'm just giving you a checkup from the neck up, a checklist here. I preach this every year, so that you will have a solid foundation of who Jesus Christ is. Because there's no more important thing. A, B, that's who Satan will always corrupt. Who Jesus is. Always. Again, only door that leads to heaven. That's a biggie there. Do you believe that? Don't lie. Because your lifestyle will betray you. If you believe Jesus, you'll do what he says. No one that's infected with the spirit of Antichrist will be able to blurt this truth out of their mouth. And there you have it. This is how you test the spirits to see whether or not they are of God. Let's read a little more here. It's not nearly time to go home yet, is it? Keep in mind, though, same subject matter. He hasn't changed subjects. Same paragraph, okay? Every spirit that does not... I'm in verse 3. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Same paragraph. We're not changing topics. So us and them, us and them. When you read us and them here, it's us and them. Us and them that are infected. That's who the them is. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus Christ, or really we can read the Messiah. Christ means Messiah, right? Christ is not Jesus' last name. His name is not Jesus Christ. He's Jesus the Christ, the Messiah.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Man, my dear friend, is meant to rule. Psalm 8, verses 6 through 8, God says, Thou madest him, man, to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. And when Jesus Christ was here on earth, he demonstrated that dominion. Jesus rode a wild donkey into Jerusalem, upon which never a man sat. I want to see one of you try that. Jesus had a rooster to crow at the exact precise moment he wanted that rooster to crow after Peter had denied him. Remember that? Jesus had dominion over the fish of the sea when it was time for Jesus to pay his taxes. He said, you go cast a hook into the sea. And there was one particular fish out of all of those fish that our Lord had guided to a coin lying on the bottom of that Galilean sea and then guided to that hook. Now, friend, listen, how many times have you gone fishing and not caught anything? Because you see, man to some degree has lost his dominion, but God gave man dominion over the animals. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
Shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart?